everyone to ESL in Ho Chi Minh City. I am your host, Mr. Richard, and I am beaming onto your laptop, PC, or iPod from beautiful Vietnam. Thanks for tuning in. This is the 32nd episode of ESL in Ho Chi Minh City, Name, Idioms, and Expressions. This episode is written by my fellow English teacher here in Ho Chi Minh City, Teresa Chung. You can contact both of us at our website, eslhcmc.podomatic.com, or our email address, eslhcmc@gmail.com. These free podcasts are only a sample of the lessons and learning plans we offer over the internet and in person. Let's get right to it now. In episode 31, we reviewed vocabulary. In this lesson, it's all about the idioms. I will first give you the expression. Then I will give you the definition, and lastly, I will use it in at least one sentence. Let's begin. Is someone's middle name? Is someone's middle name is an idiom expressing a close association between a person and a word. Mike loves to race. Speed is his middle name. By the name of. By the name of means known as a woman by the name of Sheila. Call someone names. Call someone names means call someone by insulting words instead of their name. Jimmy started crying when Stevie called him names. In someone's name. In someone's name means legally belonging to, reserved for, or on behalf of. Is your motorbike registered in your name? I made a donation to the charity in my sister's name. In name only. In name only means officially labeled or titled without the reality matching the title. John is a CEO in name only. Susan makes all the important decisions. Name names. Name names means mention specific names, especially of people involved in something wrong or illegal. If you're convinced my staff is part of this operation, then name names. Put down one's name or enter one's name. They both mean apply to enter or win. I put my name down for the ESL course. To name a few, or to name but a few. Both mean to give only a few examples. The ingredients used can be drawn from nature, avocado, lemongrass, and chamomile, to name a few. Under the name. Under the name means using a name that is not one's real name, such as a pseudonym, or using an alternate business name or brand name. That mad doctor, under the name Céline, produced some of the greatest fiction in Western literature. A synthetic version is sold in the US under the name of Actigal. You name it. You name it means whatever you can think of or including almost anything. We make easy to assemble kits of trains, cars, trucks, ships, you name it. Put a name to. Put a name to means remember or report what someone or something is called. Listeners were asked if they could put a name to the voice of the kidnapper. Name the day. Name the day means arrange a date for a specific occasion, such as a wedding. She accepted my proposal in October, and we named the day in January. Make a name for oneself. Make a name for oneself means become well known. By the time he was 35, he had made a name for himself as the best contractor in town. In the name of. In the name of means bearing or using the name of a specific person or organization, or for the sake of, or by the authority of. A driver's license in the name of William Sanders was found. He withdrew his candidacy in the name of party unity. crimes committed in the name of religion still divide us. Give one's name to. Give one's name to means invent, discover, found, or be closely associated with something that then becomes known by one's name. Lou Gehrig gave his name to the disease that claimed his life. Have one's name on it. Have one's name on it means belonging to or destined for. He feared the next bullet would have his name on it. Name someone or something after. To name someone or something after means call someone or something by the same name as. Nathaniel was named after his maternal grandfather. Ricksburg, Idaho was named for Thomas Ricks. Let's review. Is someone's middle name. By the name of. Call someone names. In someone's name. In name only. Name names. Put down one's name. Enter one's name. To name a few. To name but a few. Under the name. You name it. Put a name to. Name the day. Make a name for oneself. In the name of. Give one's name to. Have one's name on it. Name someone after. Okay, are you ready for an exercise? Pause this podcast and go to eslhcmc.podomatic.com. That's podomatic.com. There you will see the Name Idioms and Expressions podcast and a paragraph using these expressions. However, it is up to you to fill in the blanks of the paragraph. Take a few minutes and use the expressions you have just learned to complete the paragraph. Go ahead and pause the podcast. I'll wait here. Welcome back. Before we go over the answers to the paragraph, several of you wrote in asking about our previous lesson about vocabulary, specifically about the term maiden name. I somehow overlooked it, but you all should know what it means. A maiden name is the surname of a married woman before marriage. After marriage, it is common for a woman to take her husband's surname and no longer use her surname. Thanks for everybody's input. Okay, now back to the paragraph. I will now read the paragraph using the expressions. Let's see if our answers match. She's my neighbor. She goes by the name of Silly, or at least people put a name to her face like that. She has a one-track mind, namely, to make a name for herself. In the name of fame, she has many times embarrassed herself. She enters her name in all competitions organized by big corporations, game shows, promotion campaigns, you name it, and hopes of winning a big prize. She once joined a beauty pageant and won the title Most Energetic Person, but this was a name only. At one time, she made up her mind to become a writer under the name of A.Q. Nobody knew for sure what it was short for or whom she named herself after. She wrote about the big names she hung out with, or so she said. She gave me and others that impression when she dropped names. However, we have never seen anyone near her house. Speaking of the house, she lives in a beautiful two-story house, which is not in her name, but she's the only heir to it. Anyway, she didn't stay long in the writing business since, on the spur of the moment, she called her boss names and got the pink slip. She never gave up her dream of giving her name to something, so she turned her house into a store that sold absolutely anything. Food, flowers, household appliances, and clothes, to name a few. She built up hopes that one day her store would become big. However, she went out of business after only 2 months because she kept losing money. But every cloud has a silver lining. Thanks to the store, she met a guy like her, and they named the day shortly after. She feared that unhappiness would have her name on it. So far, so good. In fact, she's going to be a mother. For the first time in her life, she is achieving something. Giving her name to her baby. How did you do? Of course, we had to make it a little difficult, and throw in a few idioms we didn't review. Also, through this story, we'd like to introduce two notions. Little things please little minds. Silly, like her namesake, was a very silly girl, and a little thing, like naming her baby after herself, gave her tremendous joy. Also, sometimes happiness is staring you in the face, and you're too blind to see it. Our happiness is to hear from you. So write to us and let us know what you think about these two themes. If you'd like a transcript of the lesson, please contact us at eslhcmc@gmail.com. Also, if you'd like to review all of these expressions and more, ask us about becoming a privileged member with online, in-person, or personal podcast lessons, to name a few. Our free website, eslhcmc.podomatic.com, is updated about twice a week. Thank you for your support and donations. Without you, we couldn't give these free podcasts. We love hearing from you guys, so keep sending us your questions, comments, and suggestions. My name is Mr. Richard. The name of the game is ESL in Ho Chi Minh City. Signing off from Vietnam. Peace, love, and rock and roll.